Oh, I almost dropped another one there.
Oh, man. Okay. How about...
All right. Here we go. Right. So, challenge episode.
Woo. All right. So that was just a warm-up. We're getting all the heebie-jeebies out. To all seven listeners, this is our second challenge episode.
Yes.
Just to remind you, this is now a game show. And this episode will last only as long as we can make sure that we do not cuss. The second a cuss word is dropped, then you get an abrupt end to this whole shindig.
That's it.
For this week. I hope you guys can still love us and forgive us for this. But welcome to Fuel by Lore.
Yes. How are you doing, Patty?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah?
Making the best of it.
Yes, I can definitely relate to that.
I've simply been trying to escape to the mountains, and the world literally will not let me.
So sad. I was literally thinking about escaping to the mountains, but man, once again, life getting caught up in our grand schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I won't go camping.
Yes. I was going to climb some mountains and some rocks. Yeah. And first, schedule was not about it. And then, as of yesterday, the world was like, let's just take away your car.
Oh, no.
But.
Not the Subaru.
Just temporary. We'll be back on the road shortly. Just midway through my planned mountain escape. But that's okay.
Oh, no.
We'll make the most of it.
Soon. It'll happen. Gotta have faith that things eventually happen.
Yes.
One way or another.
Yeah. Well, I actually had something that I kind of want to talk to you about. And this could actually make itself as like half housekeeping and half just something to chat about on this episode, because it's kind of a continuation of stuff that we've talked about in the past.
Okay.
So this cool thing happened where I played that first Friday show in North Boulder. It was super cool. But basically, like, I played, sun was setting, it was beautiful. The event itself was super cool. But then afterwards I was going out to one of the food trucks to get food, and this guy came up to me and he's like, "Hey, I liked your set." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And I can't take a compliment, so naturally I was pretty awkward about it. But he then said something. He's like, "Oh, where can I find you? We talked about," and he got connected to my Morning Honey social media, and he was like, "Oh, I wish you had, like, you know, a Cash App or something there so I could tip you." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Which felt really good, but I also am like, that feels odd. And so it felt really nice. I really appreciated it. It meant a lot. And he was like, there was a time where, like, the sunset was going and, like, you were singing the Saw song and it was, like, perfect. And it's, like, melting inside. And I was like, ah! But
that's amazing.
That brought me to, you know, how, you know, monetizing, like, our art. Like, I just figured I'd toss it out there because I did a little bit of research. So naturally, the first thing I looked into was, like, oh, what does Patreon incorporate and everything? And the weird thing about that one is that it's like, you know, it's just like it's a monthly subscription type thing.
Right.
So then, which is nice, because I did look at some other people's Patreons, such as Tim's. Mm-hmm. And one thing that he's posted on his is saying that, like, oh, this kind of keeps him honest and, like, he's going to put something out every month or every week. So it kind of helps keep him, like, creating something as opposed to, like, being able to, like, fall off and stuff. It really helps. And that makes sense. And I think that that would be super beneficial for me as a person doing that. But I also found this one called Buy Me a Coffee, which I really liked the name of.
Yes.
And the idea is, have you heard of that one?
Mm-hmm. I have tipped people a lot through that. personally.
And I kind of like that one. But mm-hmm. I think the thing that's kind of weird for me is, like, yeah, I could put it on my social media, like in my Instagram and stuff, but then I'd also feel weird. I'd feel like, you know, and I think this is something that a lot of people have, you know, that have been on the podcast have felt insecure about and have texted me afterwards saying, like, being concerned, like Mackenzie said she was concerned about it. Miranda said she was concerned about this, like, afterwards. She's like, oh, I just feel like I was, like, complaining about, like, you know, not getting paid, or like, give me money. And it's like, that's, well, you know, that's how I feel. Like, I've always, like, when they come to me, especially, like, I don't view that as, like, I don't think that came across at all in their episodes.
No.
Like, whatsoever. Like, it was a really good conversation, and, like, valuing art is, like, a tough thing to talk about, and it's a really mm-hmm. important topic to cover. And I feel great that they feel comfortable talking about that. But then also now I'm in the situation of, like, hey, should I put this on my social media or not? And, like, because then it feels like I'm like, wah, give me money, please. Well, and it feels weird. But, you know, at the same time, yeah. like, it's work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of – and so now I would also like to kind of extend this to you, because how would you feel if we started a – buy me a coffee kind of page, or like a Patreon or something for the podcast?
I think that would be fun. Yeah, like, in Tib's experience, like, having another, like, goal of, like, you know, providing things, like,
mm-hmm.
talking about scheduling and, like, trying to get shit together. Spent the last year trying to mend the way you left me lying right out in my bed.